Welcome back to Pastoral Care Ministry Team Podcast. I'm your host today, Pastor Blake, and sitting with the amazing Donald Henry. Welcome, Donald.
Thank you for having me, Pastor Blake.
Today, we're going to be talking about the Pastoral Care Ministry Toolbox. So excited about today's lesson because I am looking forward to hearing what are some tools that I can use to help people. What do we have for us today?
Well, in our previous podcast, we talked about the value of understanding, that it is our job, you know, as pastoral care ministry members to gather information for understanding. The toolbox is when we have a person that's not that verbal, you know, how do we get understanding of what they're going through and what their story is? And so there's a couple of tools I use just for that particular person, and that is one of the tools I like to use is a life map. And a life map is something that a person can write. It is a written assignment about their life journey or their spiritual journey from their birth until the present time, or their earliest memory of events that have taken place, events that have had a significant impact, either good or bad. And so it helps. I'm reminded of the scripture that says, counseling a man's heart is like deep waters, but it takes a man of understanding to draw it out. And so these tools helps to draw the information out.
That's really, really, really good. So how detailed do they get on the life map?
Here again, it depends. It can be in chronological order as relates to dates. It can be written as relates to seasons. It can be done by events in their life. In other words, whatever is convenient for them in trying to remember and recreate the events in their life that has brought them to the pastor ministry care at that time.
What does the life, when we get the life map back, how does it help us? How do we use it? How do we interpret it?
Well, you're going to look for the events that they projected as being significant and how they impact their life. And so depending upon their particular challenge, it not only shows them, but it also helps gain a better understanding of, let's say, for example, the loss in their life. You know, they come to you and they're grieving the loss of a loved one. And then as you look on that map and you discover, wow, within the last 2 years, he have experienced other losses.
Okay.
And so that really helps you to understand, not only is it a loss or they're grieving, but it's compound grief.
Right.
Because now they have a series of grief, of losses that have taken place that can be pretty complicated in trying to grieve them all at the same time.
That's really good. And it seems like it would help us with their perspective of life, of what they've been through, and it helps us understand what they've been through.
Absolutely, absolutely. The other two, one of my favorites, is a genogram. A genogram helps to look for and discover generational behaviors, both good and bad. It's pretty similar to a family tree. I really like to use it with families because I often say what I do and my behavior, my mannerisms didn't start with me. It either started with my father, his father, and his father. And so it really helps us to see how, you know, God says that my people perish because of lack of knowledge. And we know that Christ died on the cross for every curse that was taken away. However, out of ignorance, we can allow ourselves to perpetuate these curses, these generational behaviors, because we're unaware of them. And because we're unaware of them, and a good example is poor health, high blood pressure, you know, not knowing that that's been in your generation, not knowing what are some of the risk factors involved. When you discover in doing a genogram, you ask those medical questions and you see how rampant high blood pressure may be in that person's life, it gets your attention.
Wow, that's good. You know, I want to recommend people who discover that people have a generational curse of, say, alcoholism, things like that, that we have a great program called Freedom Small Groups here.
Yes.
And so if people are dealing with these generational curses, we can get those things broken off of them.
Absolutely.
And we've got a great tool in the Freedom. You can go to our website, churchoftheking.com/freedom, to find out more information about that. So, Donald, back to our podcast here. What about homework? Do you ever use homework?
I do. Homework is another tool I like to use. Two reasons. One, it helps to reinforce what you're talking about in a session. Let's say that you're dealing with somebody's anger and you've given them some anger management tools. Well, you give them a homework assignment that will allow them to use those tools to reinforce the learning that they've that you've shared in that session. The other thing is, counseling is ongoing. And most of what happens in a person's life are it happens outside. So it really helps them to unpack or continue to unpack what has been released in those sessions when we talk to them. It doesn't stop in the session. You want them to continue to study, apply, and utilize the tools that you're giving them in those sessions.
That's really good, and it keeps us from being these gurus, and it keeps the ownership back on them that they need to do something during the week between the sessions. It gets ownership on them.
Absolutely.
I love that.
It empowers them. I had a professor tell me, my job is to be absolute, is to make myself obsolete.
Right.
In other words, we don't produce dependency. You know, we talked about relationships early on, and so we want to have them to be dependent on that relationship with Christ, giving them the tools that's going to lead them to their relationship with Christ.
You know, it also shows us how dedicated, how serious they are about their own freedom. You know, one thing that can be frustrating for me is sometimes I want freedom for this person more than they do.
Absolutely.
And doing homework can reveal that, because if I'm giving them homework, oh, I didn't have time, oh, I didn't do it, well, it makes me, hey, well, maybe our time is not being as effective as it should be until you're ready. Let me know when you're ready. We'll meet again next week when you finish your homework.
Right.
But we can't really move forward until you show, hey, I'm ready for this. I'm going to do my homework.
That's good.
All right, well, Donald, once again, I want to thank you for joining us. This concludes our session today. Looking forward to meeting you guys next week for another Pastoral Care Ministry Team podcast.